So I'd like to start by thanking Paul for organizing this session, the panel, and the opportunity to be on it, and to recognize my collaborators, Laura Altman and Christine Gallivati. Laura's here with us in the audience today. So I'm going to be sharing with you a review that we did using a realistic review perspective, looking at the evidence in the literature around community mobilization and outcomes in the maternal and newborn health programming arena. Per APHA, I have no relationships to disclose. So our main question that guided this review was really around whether more mobilization produces better outcomes. So we're interested not just in mobilization versus none, but the relative perspective, because as you probably all know, community participation and engagement really happens along a spectrum, a continuum of how much engagement and participation there is. So we sought to identify and assess the quality of the evidence for these interventions along this continuum and to look at a range of outcomes in the maternal and newborn health arena. As you may be aware, there is good existing evidence out there in particular aspects of community mobilization and engagement. Particularly last year, the WHO came out with recommendations around a particular type of community mobilization, participatory learning and action cycles. And these are really interventions that are really at the highest level along the spectrum, kind of the furthest amount of community engagement and ownership, and looking at those participatory action and learning cycles with women's groups to improve maternal and newborn outcomes. There's also been a really important review by Farnsworth and colleagues that looks at community engagement in the child survival arena. Again, this review looked very much at those interventions at the most engaged end of the spectrum. And so from the theoretical perspective that they used, ones that they called shared leadership, and then they had to expand a little bit to get some more interventions included in the collaborate area. So again, looking at that top end of the spectrum. So we really wanted to look not just at one place on the spectrum of engagement, but what's the evidence kind of across all of these different types of interventions, and we wanted to consider a range of outcomes in the maternal and newborn health arena, partly because when we do these interventions, we're really usually working with both. We're working with both the mother and the newborn, the infant, or we're hoping for, aiming for positive outcomes for both of them, and a lot of these outcomes are interrelated. It's hard to kind of separate out having good outcomes for the mother and good outcomes for the baby. And we took the approach of, as much as possible with the published literature, looking at a realist review perspective. And this is a perspective to, an approach to looking at interventions in literature that really focuses on the intervention component and the strategies in the context and what evidence is out there for different types of intervention strategies in particular contexts. So what works for whom, under what circumstances, as opposed to focusing more on the criteria of the study design and that end, that you're focusing more on kind of the type or the family of interventions that you're including. So we did need a theoretical perspective to guide our understanding kind of categorization of the literature review. We chose to use a perspective really looking from what's happening in communities. What's the process under which individuals and communities go in this mobilization? So this is from some earlier studies and work that we had done. So Gallivati et al. From 2012 and 14, kind of looking at kind of snowball or cyclical engagement where it starts with individuals identifying with each other, realizing that they have common issues, and then snowballing to willingness to participate more as a group, seeing common values and common issues that need to be addressed, to then community members taking the lead, the ownership, the responsibility for both the actions and then the accountability of those actions. This is similar to other perspectives on community mobilization that have been put out there, especially CDC's continuum, that tends to be more from the intervention. So what are the intervention strategies along this continuum? So introduction, engagement, collective action, and then shared leadership in that room. So we were trying to look at it from what's the process that's going on within the individuals and the communities. So we did a review, 20 years, 1990 to 2010, in the English language literature, a range of databases, including PubMed, both database searching and then reviewing relevant articles from references. We came up with over 900 unique records, which we then excluded many of them at this stage because they didn't explicitly talk about any or indicate any form of community mobilization or sexual, reproductive, maternal health outcomes. We reviewed 173 full text articles. At this point, we excluded most of them at this point because, or most of the exclusions at this point were because there was no specific outcome discussed in the article. So we ended up with 32 articles in our analysis, which represented 27 different interventions. Five of those articles were augmenting or supplemental articles about the same intervention, and so we used that to kind of augment the information that we had about the interventions and the outcomes. So in terms of this spectrum of community mobilization, most of the interventions were at this identification level. And these were interventions that really used one-on-one interventions that were capitalizing on existing social networks. So in the peer education arena, where they're finding people and recruiting people who are similar to target population in the communities, training them, using them, capitalizing on their social networks within the communities. At this level, we did find good evidence, both in terms of quality and quantity, around several postnatal and newborn care outcomes, not necessarily around neonatal mortality, which is a very important outcome, but around some of the more proximal outcomes in terms of being cord cutting and postnatal visits. We also found a moderate amount of good evidence around antenatal care outcomes in terms of ANC visits and supplementation and vaccination during pregnancy. For the other outcomes, the evidence was really very mixed at this level. At the collectivization level, there were fewer interventions, but these tended to be where organizations were utilizing or capitalizing existing groups within the community. So existing mothers' clubs or existing water boards within the community. And the staff of the organization was taking the lead in terms of facilitating the dialogue and being responsible for the actions. Community members were participating in the process, they were participating in the actions, but they were not necessarily the ones, or they were not at this level the ones that were taking the ownership of the lead for those. Again, we found good evidence for the postnatal and newborn care outcomes, including neonatal mortality at this level, but also for other proximal outcomes with skin-to-skin care, vaccination coverage, and good evidence in for several breastfeeding outcomes. The evidence around the other outcomes was mixed at the collectivization level. In terms of ownership, the fewest number of interventions fell in this category, but this is really those peer-led dialogues, community peer-facilitated community dialogues, and this is where those participatory learning and action cycles that are recommended at that highest end of the spectrum of engagement by WHO fall. There was good evidence here at the postnatal and newborn care outcomes, particularly for neonatal mortality. And I will say that the quality of the research evaluation of these was by far the strongest, and I think that probably has to do with the research infrastructure and the amount of evaluation resources being put into testing these level of interventions. The evidence was pretty mixed at the other levels, for the other outcomes at this level, partly because of the small number of studies that we found that were using these types of interventions to address the other outcomes. So overall, We did find that engagement and mobilization is important at all levels, not just at that highest level of most engaged community overship, but there is good evidence for importance of these types of interventions at those more initial phases of identification and collectivization. That being said, the quality and the consistency of the evidence was stronger for the collectivization and the ownership level. And again, I think that's tied to the research and evaluation infrastructure that was put into those types of interventions and the evaluation of those interventions. I think the benefit of doing the review from this perspective, instead of limiting ourselves by study design or particular outcome, was the ability to look at a family of interventions and think what it tells us about this whole set of interventions, not just one intervention strategy. But there are a number of important remaining gaps in this area, particularly around mobilization, these types of interventions, and their utilization in urban and peri-urban environments. So almost all of the interventions that we identified were conducted among rural, agrarian populations or communities in South and Southeast Asia. There were a few from countries in Eastern or Southern Africa, a couple from Latin America, but only one or two that really looked at these types of interventions in the urban environment. And as the world's population, the urbanization of the world's population continues, I think how we apply these types of mobilization engagement interventions within the urban environment and those types of social and infrastructure environments is very important. Another question around sustainability. So we do these types of interventions partly because theoretically we think that we should have a better and longer term or longer lasting impact. But most evaluation research, as we know, partly because of how funding comes, ends either post-intervention or within a year post-intervention. And then looking at other other outcomes, particularly around family planning, something that we know is very influenced by social norms and kind of community expectations, yet very little evidence of the effectiveness of these types of interventions in the family planning arena. And then what Paul was referring to earlier, the importance of the interaction of these types of interventions and the synergy with other intervention components. So there was one study that looked at community mobilization in synergy with training community health workers, and then separate arms with just community mobilization and just training community health workers, and it was that arm with the synergy that had the strongest outcomes. So I know that was a very quick, high-level overview, but I wanted to thank you for the opportunity to share, and I look forward to hearing from the other panelists as well.